You're listening to Front Page Sunday from WKMS News. I'm Todd Hatton.
And I'm Chad Lampe. Thornton Wilder's play Our Town examines typical American life in the early 1900s. Set in the Anytown, USA of Grover's Corner, New Hampshire, Our Town divides the characters' lives up into three acts marked by major life events, emphasizing the eternal beauty of mundane everyday events. For their inaugural production, the Paris Players are presenting this classic today at the Kreider Performing Arts Center in Paris, and Rose Kristen Presson sat down to talk about it with Paris Henry County Arts Council Director Mike Murphy, who produced the show and plays the character of George Gibbs.
Did you personally learn anything or have any revelations during this entire production?
I'm personally having a background in acting, and I'm an acting instructor, and I teach all the time about ad-libbing and pantomime and all of the things, you know, don't let your surroundings, don't let your set be your whole bag of tricks. It's all about what's inside in your character. And this play, why I don't consider it really necessarily a traditional piece of theater, because the fourth wall is broken and there's no set. There are very few props. I mean, really, I had to put my money where my mouth is. You know, a lot of my students are either in it or are coming to see it. And, you know, you have to pantomime. If there's a doorknob, you have to pantomime that doorknob. If you're picking up a cup of coffee or holding a pencil, nothing's there. So I think the main thing I learned is that you can't rely on things when you're on stage. You have to rely on your character and what's inside.
This play has some pretty heavy themes, I think.
Yeah.
What do you think the audience is going to feel like walking out of the theater?
It deals with everyday life. The first act is called the Daily Life. The second act is called Love and Marriage. And the third act is never titled, but it's about death. And so the audience in the third act sees death. They get to see kind of the inside of these dead people's brains, you know, and see what they were thinking. And it is somewhat grim of a third act, you know, but it ends with the narrator coming back out and saying, it's 9 o'clock. Everybody's going to bed. Have a good night. So it begins in a very normal way and ends in a very normal way. And throughout the three acts, we just kind of see the different elements of life for these people in New Hampshire.
I know it's got kind of a underlying message about like time and eternity mm-hmm. in it, and how the only eternal thing is like ordinary events.
Right.
What do you think the message of this play is?
I think the message of this play, like I said in the third act, the young woman who this play kind of centers around, Emily Webb, she gets to go back. She asks the narrator, who's kind of serves as the liaison to the audience, but also interacts with the characters on stage. She asks him if she can go back. And she goes back and sees a time in her life. It was her 13th birthday, I believe. She ends up not being able to handle it. She ends up saying, no, I want out. This is too much. This is too hard. So I think, much like you said, I think the theme and the point of this play is to not take every day for granted, to realize that what you have right now is all you've got here on this earth. You know, we see scenes of the milkman delivering milk. Nothing exciting happens. The milkman comes in, delivers milk, makes small talk, and leaves. And I think what Thornton Wilder wanted to do in this and why it's considered such a great piece of literature is that it examines that and just shows it. It's there's no big scandal other than a drunk organist at the church. It's a normal everyday life. So yeah, like you said, I think he wanted to get across that don't take every day for granted. Every day is a gift, and the normal things are what are extraordinary.
Rose Kristen Presson spoke with Mike Murphy, producer and actor in the Paris Players production of Our Town. The final show is this afternoon at 3 at the Kreider Performing Arts Center in Paris, Tennessee. You can find information about tickets and showtimes at WKMS.org.